Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Mem Tes. We are up to Sif Dalud, the second to last line on page 28. The Mechaber says in Sif Dalud, Im kibil olav lehis'anos be'erev Shabbos, if a person accepted upon himself a tainus for Friday, tzarech lehis'anos ad tzeisa kochavim. He must complete the fast all the way until tzeisa kochavim. Im lo shepirish bishas kabbalas ha'tainus, unless he specified at the time when he accepted upon himself the tainus, ad shi yashlimu ha'tzibur tfiloson. If he stipulated that I'm only fasting until the tzibur finishes their Shabbos davening, so then he can end it earlier, otherwise mistama, the tainus goes till tzeisa kochavim. That is the shita of the Mechaber. The Ramah says, V'yesh omrim delo yashlim. There are those who say you do not have to be mashlim the fast on a Friday. Elam miad sheyotzim ibesakneses yochal. Rather, right when you come out of shul, you can eat. And we'll see in the Mishavura, even if you're making Shabbos by plaga mincha time, you could break your fast after you come out from the besakneses. So that is the machlokas, the mechaber, and the yesh omrim of the Ramah. And then the Ramah comes and says ahachra. Lochain, therefore, betainis yachid lo yashlim. When it comes to a tainis yachid, one should not be mashlim the tainis all the way till tzitzik kochavim. V'tov lefarish kein b'shas kabbalas atainis. And it's better to be mefarish that tanai at the time that you're accepting upon yourself the fast. U'betainis tzibur yashlim. And by tainis tzibur that falls on Friday, one should be mashlim all the way till tzitzik kochavim. V'hochi nog, and that is the minhug. The Mechaber ends off and says, "V'imhu tainus chalom, if it's a fast for a bad dream, tzarech lehis'anos ad tzeisa kochavim, then you must fast until tzeisa kochavim." So to summarize the Sif before you go to the Mishabura, who will clarify everything in great detail, the Mechaber says that one who is mekabel a tainus on Erev Shabbos, he must fast all the way till tzeisa kochavim unless you stipulated otherwise. The Ramah says there are those who say that he does not have to be mashlim, only till he goes out of the Beis HaKnesses, then he could eat. Therefore, the Ramah says, when it comes to a Tainis Yochid, you should not be Mashlim, but it's better to be Mefarshad explicitly. And by a Tainis Tzibur, one should be Mashlim. He says, that's the Minug, and the Mechaber ends off and says, by a Tainis Cholom, one needs to fast all the way till Tzeisa Kochavim. Says the Mishaburu Sivkota New Test, Tzorech L'Hisanos, the first Shita of the Mechaber, if you're Mechabel a Tainis for Shabbos, you must finish the entire Tainis until Tzeisa Kochavim. Ukimo im Kibo Tainis Tam B'Shar Yimea Shavua. Just like one who accepted upon himself a fast any other day of the week. The halacha is you have to fast until the stars come out. It doesn't help that you happen to daven Maariv early. That doesn't end your fast. You still have to go all the way till Tzeis. Like we'll see later on. So who had din hacha? So says the Mishabura. The Mechaber holds the same thing over here. The eino nechshav leiser b'mashen nichnas l'shabbos k'shum meuna. And it's not considered an iser that which you're going into Shabbos b'inu. You're going into Shabbos with a fast. So even though it's usher to fast on Shabbos, it's not considered an isser to go into Shabbos b'inui. Even though we saw yesterday in Sifkot and Yilches, the Mishabura said that you shouldn't go into Shabbos b'inui. That's that you shouldn't go in, but it's not an isser. So if one was mekabel tainus, according to the first sheet, that he would have to go into Shabbos with his tainus b'inui, and that is not an isser, that is okay. And therefore, the Mechaber says you must fast all the way till Tzeisa Kochavim, unless he specified otherwise. Sivkaton Chav, v'oz mutter afilu od hayom gadol. Then it will be mutter for him to eat even while it was still day. V'chein im hisner lehisanos rak ar achar mincha gedola mahani tano. And it doesn't have to be specifically his tonight that he's going to fast until they finish davening. He also can make it tonight that he's only fasting until after mincha gedola. That tonight would help as well. Sivkaton Chaf Av is going in the Ramah, the Yesh Omrim that says you should not be mashal in the fast, you should only fast until you come out of the Beis HaKnesses. Ha Yesh Omrim Svirluhu. This Yesh Omrim holds the Bein B'Tainis Yochid. Whether it's a Tainis Yochid, or Bein B'Tainis Tzibur, or if it's a public fast, could go on Asara B'Teves Shechal B'Er Shabbos. Like we know, Asara B'Teves is the only fast that falls on a Friday. So if Asara B'Teves falls on Friday, this sheet holds either way, Tainis Yochid or Tainis Tzibur. Lo Yisane Rak'ach Ad Sheyetze Mibes HaKnesses. You only fast in both those cases until you come out of Shul. The Oz Kfar Kiblu Shabbos Vitfila Shemispalim Miplaga Mincha Ve'elach. because then you've already been mekabel Shabbos in your davening. By davening from Plaga Mincha onward, it's already Shabbos. What's Plaga Mincha? Who meyud ala shos chaser reviya ve'elach? It's 10 3/4 hours into the day, 11 hours minus a quarter. Va'ashos hein zmanios, and that's obviously going shos manios. Va'ayim la'kamon simen rei samach aleph. It's a machlokev, it's 1 1/4 before Shkia, 1 1/4 before Tzitzuk Haven. But either way, Plaga Mincha is the earliest man that you could be mekabel Shabbos, and therefore a person davens by Plaga Mincha, he's already allowed to break his fast, according to the Shita of the Ramah, both by a Tainus Yochid and by a Tainus Sibur, meaning Asara B'Teves, that falls on Friday. Umikri al yideza hashlama sa Tainus, mashim misanat achar kabbalah Shabbos, and that's called being mashlam the Tainus, that which you fasted until after you were mekabel Shabbos. V'hu adin be'erev yom tov achar kabbalah yom tov, and the same thing would be true if the Tainus would be on Erev Yontif, if you fasted until you were mekabel Yontif in davening. Ubechol, a very important point the Mishnah Berurah throws in the brackets, but during the week, gam leyesh omrim lo mikri hashlamas hatainus ad tzedek hachavim. This whole discussion is only on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif, but if it's a random day of the week and what was mekabel tainus, he must always fast until tzedek hachavim. He does not have this eitzah of davening ma'ariv early and then eating afterwards. Umachriya haramot. Now we can understand the Achra of the Ramah a little clearer, because there was two discussions going on. There was a Tainus Yochid and a Tainus Tzibur. So the Ramah's Machriya, when it comes to a Tainus Yochid, the Hainu She Yochid Gozer Al Atzmo Tainus, where an individual was Gozer a Tainus on himself, Lismoch Al HaYesh Omrim De Lo Yashlim, then he can rely on the Sheet of the Ramah, the Yesh Omrim, and not be Mashlim the Tainus. Umikomukom Lechadchila Tov Yoser She Afarish Kem B'Shas Kabbalas HaTainus. But like the Ramah says, it's still Lechadchila better that he should say it explicitly during the Shas Kabbalas Tainus, and then he's Yotze all the Sheetahs, not only the Sheet of the Ramah, but even the Mechaber says that if you are Mefarish, it would work. So even without being Mefarish, you could be knowing to end the fast if it's a Tainus Yochid when you come out from davening and you're Mekabel Shabbos, but it's better to be Nohig that you make a Tnai B'Shas Kabbalas Tainus. U'B'Dievet Ein Zeh L'Ikuvah, but B'Dievet, if you did not make this Tnai, it's not Ma'akiv. U'B'Tainus Tzibur Chamira Mizeh, but a Tainus Tzibur we take more seriously than a Tainus Yochid, V'Tzarech L'Hashlim Kadin, and you have to be Mashlim it Kadin all the way to Zezek Ochovim. V'Afilu Tnai Lo Mahani, and even a Tnai is not going to help you to end the Tainus Tzibur earlier. The Lab Bididei Talia Milsa, since it's the Tainus Tzibur, it's not Talui on what you decide. Then the Mishnah Berurah ends off and says, V'Tzibur Shegozru Al Atzma Tainus Mechadosh Meshvil Eze Inyan. So now we have a category which is not really a classic Tainus Tzibur like Asara B'Teves. It's not a Tainus Yochid. It's a Gzeira that the Tzibur has made for a fast, for a certain Inyan. Let's say they're fasting for rain or they're fasting for some other Tzara that's going on. Lo Chamira Kol Kach U'Mahani Tanai. Then it's not as Chomer as a Tainus Tzibur that's Kavua like Asara B'Teves. It's a little more lenient. And then you would be allowed to make a Tanai that you're going to end the fast before it says Tzeis HaGochavim. Sivkoton Chav Beis, but Tainus Yochid. Tainus Yochid Nikra. Now the Mishnah Berurah gives us a lengthy discussion of what exactly falls under this category of a Tainus Yochid. It's considered Misha Kiwa Latzmu Lisanos Be'er Shabbazah. One example is a person who was Makabal on himself to fast this Friday. Oshe Darko Lisanos Bechol Erev Shabbos. Or it's his way to fast every Erev Shabbos, that's also a Tainus Yochid. O Erev Rosh Chodesh Shechal B'Erev Shabbos, or he fasts on every Erev Rosh Chodesh, and now the Erev Rosh Chodesh falls on Erev Shabbos. So he's fasting on Erev Rosh Chodesh, which is Friday. Hainu Osam Anoshim She'en Omrim Kippur Katan B'Yom Heishalafonov. We know that many people do Yom Kippur Katan on Thursday. Here we're discussing that if Erev Rosh Chodesh is Friday, Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, so he's fasting on Erev Rosh Chodesh, which is Erev Shabbos. We're talking about people that do not say Yom Kippur Katan in those cases on the Thursday before. De Elu HaOmrim Misanim Gam Kein B'Yom Hei. Because whoever says Yom Kippur Katan on Thursday, and he fasts for Yom Kippur Katan, so he's going to fast on Thursday, that's from the Eli Rabin Simen Tov Yud Ches. So here the Mishnah Berurah is saying that he's fasting Erev Shabbos, which is Erev Rosh Chodesh, because he's not Nohig to have Yom Kippur Katan on Thursday. So we have so far three examples. A person who was Makabel just this Friday to fast, a person who normally fasts every Erev Shabbos, or a person who normally fasts every Erev Rosh Chodesh, and this month it falls out on Erev Shabbos. Or he's fasting on a yahrzeit for his mother or father, Chav Sivan, or a day that many tzaras happened, he's fasting on Chav Sivan, which happens to fall that year on Friday. O Shem is Anat Hanisam Mavorim B'Simin Tov Kuf Pei, or he's fasting any of the other fast days for different tzaras that happened in the history of Klal Yisrael. And those days happen to fall out that year on a Friday. So those are all examples of why a person would be having a tainus yachid on Friday. Kos of Magen Avram, the imis ane b'chol erev Shabbos, if the person has the minhag to fast every Friday, the hishlim pam rishon, the first time he fasted on Friday, he fasted the whole way till Seisuk Ochavim, zok to Magen Avram, tzarech lino kein la'olam. He's locked into a complete fast, the same way he fasted the first time, all the way till Seis, now he has to be knowing that way forever. V'hu adin b'chol aniskar el, the same issue with all the examples given above, the mistoma kozman shelo hisna b'feirish, she'ein daito lahashlim tamid, so long that he did not make it tonight explicitly that he doesn't have in mind to be mashlim always. Amrinan the daita lino kein la'olam. We say his das is to be knowing this way always. So if you're going to be mashlim the first fast, you have to be mashlim every fast afterwards that is in that category. Ulachatchilo yoser tov shelo yashlim b'pam rishon k'shachal b'yer Shabbos. So lachatchilo, the best thing to do is that the first time you're fasting this type of tainus on an erev Shabbos, not to be mashlim the tainus ukumo shekasav haramo, like the Ramot tells us over here. Ukedei shelo yitzdarich lashlim tamid. That way, you will not have to always be going until tzeisag olchavim. V'im batchilo k'shehischil l'sanos yom shemeis bo ove v'imo o erev rosh chodesh ushar tanisim hanal. If, in the beginning, when he started fasting the yahrzeit of his mother or father, or he started fasting on every Erev Rosh Chodesh or other fast days mentioned above, Chal B'chol, the first time the yahrzeit fell out during the week, U'b'chol halo mashlimim, and during the week, like we said before, you always are mashlim. The Alkein, therefore, Yesh poskim disfiruluhu, there are poskim that hold, Da'afilu kesheyera achakach bi'er Shabbos, that if the first year the Yortzai fell on Tuesday, and he had to be mashlim all the way to Sezek Ochavim, the next year when the Yortzai falls out on Friday, Gam kein tzarech lahashlim at Sezek Ochavim, he needs to be mashlim the next year as well, on Friday all the way to Tzeis, the Mistama Daito Lisnai Kain Tumbid. Because Mistama will assume that his das is to be knowing like he does the first time, even though he had to do it the first time because it was during the week, but we assume his minog is that he's establishing to fast always till Seisuk Ochavim. Im lokish shehisne beferish she'ein daito lehisnai kein la'olam. Unless, of course, he made a stipulation. I'm only fasting till Seisuk Ochavim this year because it's a Wednesday and I have to fast till Seis, but I'm not committing that when it falls on Friday that I'm going to go all the way to Seisuk Ochavim. Maybe then I want to stop when I come out of shul. So that stipulation must be made according to this Bereshita. However, v'yesh cholkim al zeh, there are those who are arguing on this, and they're more lenient, and they hold the mistoma lo kibal al atzmo lahashlim af bi'er Shabbos. Just because the first yortzeit happens to be on Wednesday, where he's forced to be mashim all the way to Seisuk Ochavim, that does not mean that mistoma he's makabel on himself always to be that way. Mistoma fakert lo kibal al atzmo lahashlim even when it's erev Shabbos. The alkein, and therefore says the mishabura misha mitzayir, one who is in pain, yuchal lismoch al hamikilin. He can rely on the more lenient shita. V'lechol tekef acher yitzyaso mibeis haknesses af shayom gadol. So even though he fasted the first year, the second year, maybe a few years of the yahrzeit when it fell during the week, all the way to Seisuk Ochavim, so it's a machlokas that it locks him into Friday till Tzeis or not. So certainly in a case of tzar, he can rely on the more lenient shita, and he can end the fast early after davening on the year that it falls on Erev Shabbos. And Sivkoton Chav Gimel is going on the last point of the Mechaber, and that was that by a tainus chalom, a fast for a bad dream, you must fast until Seisuk Ochavim. Says the Mishabura, V'afilu ha'yesh omran ha'modu bazeh. Even the yesh omran that we just saw that says by a tainus yochid, and we saw the Mishabura that it applies even to a tainus tzibur, you only have to fast until you go out from shul. Even that yesh omran will be modu when it comes to a tainus chalom, you have to fast all the way to Seisuk Ochavim, even on Friday. Shari afilu b'shabis because as we know, and we'll see later in Hilchos Shabbos, even on Shabbos itself, you're allowed to start and fast a tainus cholum. Like we'll see soon, it's in Reish Peches. The kol shekin shiyashim ahalayla. So if you're allowed to fast a tainus cholum on Shabbos tam, so certainly you're allowed to be mashlim a tainus cholum on Friday and end it when Shabbos really starts. Bevados at Tzitzik Ochavim, and therefore this sheet of the Mechaber is going according to everyone. V'hine yesh me'aposkim shachokim. Now behold, there are some poskim that argue, the sovereign, and they hold, the gan b'tainus cholom dai lahamten ad she'etzim v'esak neses arvis. They hold that even by a tainus cholom, it's enough to fast on Friday until you go out from shul after Mariv, to bezem mikri hashlama. They say that's called the hashlama. Aval ha'achronim miskimu im ha'shulchan aruch. However, the achronim at large are masking to the psak of the shulchan aruch. The ein lahakal was that one should not be lenient about ending a tainus cholom on a Friday before Zizek Olchavim, and they give a very logical reason. The kevon shum bipnei asakono levatel ulevara chalom ra. Since the whole reason why you're fasting a tainus cholom is because of a dangerous situation, you're trying to nullify and destroy a bad dream. So shemelo yo levatelim lo yashim harlayla. Maybe it's not going to work. You're not going to accomplish your goal unless you fast always on Zizek Olchavim. Therefore, it would be silly to end it earlier. And therefore, they agree with the mechaber that tainus cholom on Erev Shabbos should be fasted all the way till Tzeis HaKochavim. That concludes Simen Reish Mem Tes. And Mitzvah tomorrow, we're going to begin the very important Simen, Simen Reish Nun.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.